Hey, Dr. Stanton, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm well, and you, sir?
Doing fine early morning, but ready to get rolling with it.
Yeah, you're back in the mountain time zone this morning. We appreciate you getting up in the middle of the night to be with us. Tell us about this so-called Zika. It's Z-I-K-A, and I think it's pronounced Zika. Zika virus being described as spreading explosively. Is that just a media term to scare us all?
Yeah, well, I think it's probably getting blown a little bit out of proportion. It's an interesting virus. It's spread by the same mosquito that brought us the chikungunya virus over the last couple of years. And in fact, what they found is it's a virus that has followed the chikungunya virus every place that it goes. And so you can remember the chikungunya virus, how that got really built up.
Yeah.
Well, this is the same way. We have a feeling that it's probably going to peter out as it starts to hit the southern United States. But the scary thing about this one is that association with the possibility of birth defects. And so there are some warnings there that we need to tell people in terms of traveling to Central and South America and the Caribbean in terms of pregnancy. But otherwise, for most people, this is actually a pretty mild disease and mild virus in itself.
World Health Organization Director General Dr. Margaret Chan in a press briefing said the level of alarm is extremely high. Of course, now we're talking about worldwide. The relatively new mosquito-borne disease, as you mentioned, is now in 23 countries and territories in the region. According to Chan, the Zika virus has raised concerns there and elsewhere due to its alarming connection with the neurological disorder, which makes it especially dangerous for pregnant women and their babies. I think there have been, if I'm not mistaken, 5 reported cases in New York so far.
Yeah, they've all been linked to people that have traveled to Central and South America. Interestingly, just within the last couple of weeks, I talked to a young lady who had chikungunya virus after a trip down to Haiti. And so it's one of these that only about 1 in 5 people who are infected with the Zika virus actually get it.
I see.
The symptoms are fever, rash, joint pain, conjunctivitis, meaning red eyes. Usually pretty mild in most people, very rarely requires hospitalization, and deaths with this are extremely rare. It's kind of in the same family as the dengue virus and that chikungunya virus that we talked about. It's one of those that if you want to travel, you need to talk to your healthcare provider if you're going to go to Central or South America, especially if you're pregnant, childbearing, thinking about getting pregnant. You may want to think about that for now. There's a lot of scare in Central America and South America, especially Brazil, when it comes to pregnant females. But right now, in terms of being in Central Kentucky, I wouldn't let this keep you up at night or wake you up early in the morning or anything like that. It's one of those things that's not terrible. It's another mosquito-borne virus that we're seeing coming around, and it's probably not going to inundate the United States like the fears would say. We will probably see some, and there probably are some side effects with it, but we probably don't need to get too worried about it from a Central Kentucky standpoint.
Is there a medication for it? Is there something that you can get that will make it go away?
No, there's no real treatment. Like any other virus, it's supportive measures, supportive care, and in most cases, you don't need it. And in fact, a lot of people probably, other than the association of going to an area where it's endemic, probably wouldn't even know they had it. Very few states actually have a test to actually confirm it. And there's no vaccine. There's no medications for it. The basic treatments are the traditional viral treatments of getting plenty of rest, drinking plenty of fluids, medications to help with the fever, rash and discomfort, those sorts of things. And the really nice thing here is to remember about these viruses, mosquito-borne viruses, is that people can't pass them to each other. So if you have somebody who has it, they can't pass it to somebody else, not like the flu virus. Okay. It has to be passed on by the mosquito itself. And so if you have somebody who has it, don't treat them like they've got the plague. Don't worry about it. Just let them just help take care of them and things like that, because they're not going to give it to anybody else.
Brian, thank you so much for being with us.
No problem, sir. You're